Previously on Heroes.
Now we know the meaning of the eclipse. Everyone's abilities have gone away.
You have to get them back.
You have to fix Hito. Arthur Petrelli erased his memory. Hito now thinks he's 10 years old.
I can't do this. I'm sorry. I gotta get out of here.
What?
You don't know me, and you don't know what I've been through.
All he has to do is teleport me to Lawrence, Kansas.
I just didn't want you to see me like this.
Like what?
Like this.
Why isn't she healing?
Her ability's not working.
We're both so...
Powerless?
We can't take what we want anymore.
Says who?
Gabriel and Elle kiss.
Claire! Oh my God.
Arthur's alive?
You're one of the only people in the world that can stop him.
I'm not going anywhere until I stop Sam D.
The only way to get this guy to come back home with us is if we help him stop his brother.
We know all about you, Senator Nathan Petrelli. Your father warned us you'd come.
The Eclipse, Part 2.
Wait! Stop! We have to go back! My brother won't stop until we're dead! I have no abilities, Peter! I'm completely powerless!
But there's nothing you can do. There is nothing I can do. You said all this happened for a reason. To test our resolve. Look, maybe that's a good thing. Somni's abilities are gone too. He's not invulnerable anymore.
That does not make him powerless. His followers think he's a god.
Then I say we make him bleed. We show them he's not a god.
Why did you come here, Peter?
To find you. Take you back to stop my father.
Do not lie to me.
I needed to know I could be a hero without my powers.
Let's go.
ESW to the shoulder, BP 110 over, 82, heart rate 128. We started an IV, D5W.
It hurts! What's your name, sweetheart?
Claire. Where's my dad?
Pete's on his way.
How long ago were you shocked?
It just happened.
It's gonna be easier if you don't lie.
I'm not.
Her whole system's been infected. Either she hasn't been sick in her whole life or you're lying. You don't want to tell me the truth, you can tell it to the police.
Is she gonna be okay?
I don't know.
Claire's wheeled away on a gurney. Gabriel and Elle, Canfield House, California. They're lying on a sheet on the floor, wrapped up in a blanket, and kissing passionately.
Do you think it's permanent?
What, our powers going away or us?
Both, I guess.
I don't know anymore.
What if it is? Permanent.
Then you get exactly what you want.
And what is it I want?
He kisses her lingeringly.
Chance to reinvent ourselves. Free of powers or parents.
Scary.
Unexpected.
What? Our powers going away for us?
She spots a laser sight on his forehead. They roll away just in time.
Come on, let's go, Al! Come on!
Who's doing this?
Who do you think?
Mr. Bennett bursts in through the front door. He puts down his rifle and pulls a pistol out from his jacket. He exchanges fire with Elle, clipping her in the thigh. She escapes with Gabriel, and Mr. Bennett strides out after them. He finds a trail of blood on a pathway and swaps the magazine in his gun for a fresh one. Gabriel and Elle are hiding behind a car in a scrapyard.
That's right, run! I want you to be scared! Just like Claire was!
This ends today.
Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Nathan pulls at the chains restraining him. He looks over at the two young women who are held prisoner with him.
Bonjour.
Hello. My name is Nathan. I am your friend.
Bonjour, Nathan.
Hello, Nathan.
Hello, young.
There's a lot of power in a name. You shouldn't give yours away so freely. Some believe that if you know a man's name, you can possess him. Others believe that names grant great strength.
Is that why you call yourself Baron Samdi? People will worship you like a god?
Is that why you took the title of senator?
No!
What are you doing with her?
She's arrested like she'll be sold.
The girl is pulled outside.
You mean prostitute?
It's not her choice to decide whether she's happy or sad, whether she lives or dies.
I'm not gonna let you do this!
You are just a man. And I'm the god.
Mohinder's flicking through a textbook, which features an image of an eclipse. He looks up at a monitor and watches a simulation of the eclipse before glancing down at a note with Maya's address on it. Arthur enters the lab at Pinehurst.
So, Dr. Suresh, what have you found?
Why aren't our abilities working?
I have checked every imaginable connection to this eclipse. The possibilities are too numerous to consider. Gravity, electron density, I mean, maybe it really is just a coincidence.
You keep talking, Doc. What all I hear is blah, blah, blah.
You gave me just an inch to breathe!
Ooh. You're under a lot of stress, I understand.
You understand? You are holding me here against my will, and I'm finally cured!
Being powerless makes me vulnerable.
You're paranoid.
Very much so.
Flint grabs Mohinder.
I think you need proper motivation.
Stop!
I'm counting on your help, Doctor.
Flint stares at Mohinder through the flame of his lighter. Mr. Bennett is pacing along a walkway when he receives a phone call.
Sandra, what is it?
Where are you? Why haven't you been picking up my calls?
What's happened?
I took Claire to the hospital. I know you told me not to.
Is she all right?
No, she is not all right. They've stabilized her, but they say her whole system is infected like she's never been sick. Noah, she is scared. I don't know what to tell her, and I don't know what to do.
Okay. Just stay calm.
They are asking a lot of questions. They call the police. What am I supposed to tell them?
Tell them what I would tell them.
You mean lie?
I'll be right there.
He's heading back when he notices a bloody smear on a gate. He pulls out his gun and slowly opens the gate. On the ground are more droplets of blood. Daphne's standing in front of Matt, leaning on crutches.
What's going on? What are those?
Leg braces. This is me without my abilities. I have cerebral palsy.
But you're the fastest person in the world.
Last year, I could barely move. And then there was an eclipse. And afterwards, I could walk. And then I could run. And then I could run really fast.
She bows her head.
And now I'm back to where I started. Read my thoughts if you don't believe me.
I can't. I lost my abilities. Hero did too.
We tried to fight Arthur Petrelli. He's punishing us.
We don't know if it was him.
I watched him kill your father. It's right up his alley. Not like I don't deserve it.
Stop saying that.
Why? I'm a villain. A nemesis, right? You reap what you sow.
How many times do I have to tell you are a good person.
You don't know me. You didn't know about this. You can't help me, and stop pretending like you can.
Her father enters.
Everything all right?
Yeah. Mal's just leaving.
She edges away uneasily on her crutches. The moon is slowly passing across the sun. Mohinder prepares an injection.
It's gonna give me my powers back?
To help track the changes your body's going through.
You really think I'm that kind of stupid, Doc?
Honestly? Yeah, I did.
Mohinder clouts Flint over the head with a microscope. Flint tosses Mohinder across the room and pummels him. Mohinder manages to block a punch and smacks Flint again with the microscope, knocking him unconscious. He retrieves a Pinehurst business card from Flint's jacket. He goes to his desk and picks up Meyer's address before running out. In Sam's Comics, Lawrence, Kansas.
Dude, this is so awesome.
新しいナイスマンズがいるんです。手伝ってください!
We need the new issue of Ninth Wonders. You must help us.
What is this, some kind of practical joke?
What, you think I hired these guys?
I'm Ando Masahashi. This is Hiro Nakamura. Look!
How did you know what I was gonna say? How did you put this in a comic book?
I didn't. Dude, this is... Dude.
You must help us understand why Hiro's lost his power and how to get his memory back. The world is at stake. The answers are in these books.
Let's open up some back issues and find out what's going on.
Hey! This is not a library. You want it, you buy it.
Hiro slams a card down on the counter.
Then we buy it. This one too, please.
He picks up a handful of Ninth Wonder editions.
Best day ever.
In a supermarket, a shop assistant is playing guns with his pricing gun. Gabriel's tending to Elle's wound on the floor. Nervously, the shop assistant approaches them.
May I help you?
No. We're fine here.
He's gonna call the cops.
It doesn't matter, you'll be long gone.
What are you talking about?
You've led a trail of breadcrumbs for Bennett to follow. He's gonna be here any minute. We have to split up or else he's gonna kill us both.
No! We have to do this together, that's the point! With our abilities gone, Bennett is the powerful one. He's better trained and he will kill you.
Maybe I deserve it.
Maybe. No, you've changed. Don't give up.
Do you have a plan?
We'll let him follow and set a trap. Numbers are our biggest advantage.
Okay, we do this together. Come on. Oh.
He puts her arm around his shoulder and they run away. Baron says to the kidnapped girl, "You're very pretty. You want to make me happy, right?" He shoves her onto a bed and sits next to her. As he grabs her face, the Haitian bashes him over the head. "My sister," the girl cries. "We will save her. Run and do not look back," the Haitian responds. Baron clutches his head and says, "You made me bleed." The Haitian responds, "I'm going to do more than that." Baron continues, "Are you going to kill me, brother? It's the only way to stop me." The Haitian smashes him across the face. Hiro's looking at an image of himself in Ninth Wonders.
"And then I found a sword, and then I fought a dinosaur, but it wasn't really a dinosaur, and then I..."
"I know I was there."
"Matt! Hey! I thought you said you were going to figure out why our powers aren't working."
"We are."
"In here?"
"Yeah.
Have you found anything?"
"Actually, I have a theory."
"Who are these bozos?"
In Hero's origin story, there's an eclipse, and there's an eclipse right now. Coincidence?"
"There was an eclipse on the Yamagata roof the day everything changed."
"Yeah, but what does that mean to us?"
"I think that your powers will come back when the eclipse ends."
Guys, you might actually be onto something. Look at this.
This is a picture of Daphne at her house, and she's running. I need to get back there before she leaves. Thanks, guys.
That was Matt Parkman.
Yeah, I'm Matt Parkman.
Hiro, I'll tell you.
Great news. You're going to get your powers back. Then we'll figure out how to get your brain back.
No. I don't want to grow up. Not now. Not ever.
Hiro runs off and flings the door closed behind him. Ando picks up the comic that Hiro was reading to find it open at an image of Hiro stabbing Sila with the sword. Nathan looks over at the remaining girl in his cell.
I know you can't understand a word I'm saying, but there's something I need to confess. You know, somebody's supposed to be looking out for you. Somebody's supposed to be protecting you, standing up for you. Somebody like me. I had power. I had influence. And I didn't. And I'm sorry. Hey!
Ready to go home?
Yeah.
Peter undoes Nathan's chains, and the Haitian leads them outside, along with the girl.
We found him.
We don't have much time. We need to make a run for it.
No, it'll never work. Look, you, I'll hold him off. You guys escape. Go. Give me that.
No, Peter.
Stop. You're a senator. You're important. You need the Haitian. I'm expendable. Have a little faith in me, okay? Go. Go!
Peter cocks his rifle as the others run away. At the hospital, Claire's wired up to various pieces of medical equipment.
Hey. My house is dry.
It's the antibiotics. You're fighting off an infection.
It hurts.
Here, take this. Here. If the pain's too much, press that button.
Where's Dad?
He's on his way. Just try and relax.
You're lying. I'm not very good at it.
He will be here.
So stupid. All I wanted was for this ability to go away. Now it's gone.
Mrs. Butler, we need to talk to you.
You have got to be brave.
I'm not brave. I'm just a stupid teenager. I didn't want to be. I thought I could be more. I'm sorry. I ruined everything.
Claire, don't talk like that.
Oh, it hurt. I said it hurt so much.
Her eyes roll back in her head.
Claire? Claire? Help! 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 We need help now!
Cody, give me a
card. Hang on
a liter. Gabriel and Elle are in the stockroom. They see Mr. Bennett on a CCTV monitor.
Oh, God. He's here.
This isn't good. It's too open.
Okay, come on. We'll take this down and buy us some time.
Wait, what are you doing?
Goodbye, Elle.
Gabriel, no! Gabriel!
He sends her down in a goods lift. Mr. Bennett edges through the storeroom with his gun at the ready. Suddenly, Gabriel appears behind him and tackles him into some boxes. Mr. Bennett responds with several punches to the face.
She's gone into septic shock. Crack the chest. He is 130
ready. I get it, you're in control. The agent, the killer. And I'm defenseless. What if Claire could see you now? Shut up!
We're losing her. Paddles.
Paddles ready.
charged. Clear! Clear! Clear!
Mr. Bennett throws Gabriel down and kicks him in the back of the head. The lift ascends, and Elle watches helplessly through the cage as Mr. Bennett picks up a packing knife and extends the blade.
No!
Poor Gabriel. You always wanted to be special. Look at you now.
He slits Gabriel's throat and calmly walks away as Gabriel bleeds out on the concrete floor. The eclipse has nearly passed as a sheet is used to cover Claire's corpse. Sandra steps towards the body, her face filled with grief. She gently cries as she pulls back the sheet to look at Claire's ashen face. The eclipse clears, and then sun fills the hospital room. Sandra gasps as breath fills Claire's lungs and she starts to heal. Matt's outside a house in the country.
Daphne! Mr. Millbrook!
Mr. Millbrook steps outside, holding a crutch.
What happened?
She's gone.
Gone where?
I don't know. No note, no goodbye.
Just gone. Again.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's all my fault. He's been so good to me.
When she started walking...
I almost got him killed because I'm sick.
A fluke. Maybe if I'd have done more, she would have stayed.
Don't think that. I gotta go.
Matt heads into the field, towards where he heard Daphne's thoughts.
I never should have stolen the formula for Arthur. I'm so stupid. Now everything is screwed up. Matt's dad is dead. I brought them all together. I'm as bad as they are. Horrible person.
Hey.
Hey.
You got your ability back. Well, you could be anywhere in the world right now. What are you still doing here?
I came to talk to Ray.
Does Ray talk back?
I made him. When I was 13. This crop is my dad's livelihood, and one fall, the birds were feasting on it. We were losing the crop.
Then along came Ray.
He saved the field.
No. You did. Life just took a lot from you. You were trying to take something back. I get that. We're all flawed. Powers or no powers. But when it counts, you're a good person. I know it, and you know that I know it.
So you forgive me?
I'm not the one you need to ask forgiveness from. You came here for a reason, to set something right. Go do it, Speedy.
She speeds back to the house, raps on the window, and waits by the front door. Her father steps outside. She leaps into his arms, and Matt smiles as he watches them hug. Barron's mobilizing his men. Peter steps forward and starts firing at them. He moves out of cover, fires some shots, then ducks down behind a car. Retreating back into cover, he checks his weapon to find he's out of ammunition.
firing!
He holds up his gun and steps forward. The Haitian and Nathan appear behind the men and quickly dispatch them.
Thanks for coming back.
You got it.
Baron steps towards them and says, "You defeated my men, but they are just men, and I'm a god. You should have stopped me when you had the chance. Now they will all suffer." Nathan responds, "You're not going to hurt anyone else."
This isn't your fight.
You made it my fight.
Nathan charges forward and flies, gathering Baron up and smashing him into a car. Baron slowly lifts his head.
Use your ability. Turn us off, I have a shot!
This is my responsibility.
Don't do this. You still love me, Baron says. The Haitian clamps his hand across the top of Baron's head. Baron pleads, I'm still your brother. But the Haitian responds, that has no power over me. Baron sinks to the ground, his eyes rolling back in his head. Mohinder's looking at the note of Maya's address.
Maya, it's me, Mohinder.
Just a minute.
Mohinder glances at his hand and discovers the scales have reappeared. He's disappeared by the time she opens the door. She looks around for him, but only finds the note of her address left on the floor. He's hiding just along the corridor. At the comic shop.
You gotta get him out of my bathroom, man. What is his problem?
He doesn't want to grow up.
Everyone has to grow up. Dude!
You must grow up.
He says, you guys didn't grow up. You read comic books and eat junk food.
If you were a hero, you're not, but if you were, you would know that saving the world comes before everything else.
He says, look what happens when I try. My father's dead. Why bother being a hero?
Because you give people hope.
Then
anybody, even a lowly office drone, can make a difference.
You
don't have to be a billionaire like Batman or an alien like Superman. You just have to believe.
I
thought you didn't believe in any of this.
I don't.
Hiro opens the door.
Thank you.
This is really weird.
Did you find something?
Issue 1 of Ninth Wonders.
Yeah, this is the issue where Hiro's dad gives the baby Claire to her father, makes him swear to protect her. You were there. That's the first and only time that Claire Bennett and Hiro Nakamura met.
That's not the only time.
No, Kirby Plaza doesn't count. They never actually even talked.
Maybe they did. Look at this. In the greenhouse, that's Claire, and that's Hiro hiding behind the ferns.
He was wearing the same clothes he is now.
I think Hiro has to take Claire here to get his memory back.
You have to take Claire here to get your memory back.
How does he find Claire?
Hiro's handed another issue of Ninth Wonders.
I must go there. Right now.
He blinks and teleports away.
Hiro, wait.
Best day ever.
Claire's sitting up in bed with a blanket over her knees. Mr. Bennett steps into her bedroom.
Claire Bear, you okay?
I needed you. And you weren't there again.
I'm sorry. It was something I had to do.
There's always something you have to do. Work's just more important.
No. Listen. In the day I was assigned to protect you.
That's right. I'm just an assignment.
Claire, you know that's not true.
I died. But I guess that's just all nice to you, isn't it?
You died. When?
Why does it matter?
It matters.
What is it? What's wrong?
Where's your mother?
She's with us.
Gabriel uses his powers to throw Mr. Bennett across the room.
Stay back!
We're taking Claire with us. That's what we came for in the first place.
You following Daddy's orders now? You're trying to be a good boy.
Not a good boy, not exactly. Something else, something more like... like you. Home, family, but not afraid to do the job I have to do.
Mr. Bennett's pinned against the wall.
Stop! Look, I will go with you, okay? Just please, leave him alone.
I think this game of cat and mouse is over.
They're not your parents.
What are you talking about?
They're manipulating you. Arthur and Angela, I've read your files, Gabriel. You're not their son. They're just leveraging your mommy issues to turn you into their weapon.
He's lying. Don't let him get inside your head.
You know exactly who he is because you helped create him. And you can't undo that. Not ever. You really think you two can have a normal life? He killed your father, Elle.
Gabriel starts slicing Mr. Bennett's neck. Hero appears. He clamps a hand down on Gabriel's shoulder and says, "Bad man," before teleporting them both away.
What the hell?
Hero then teleports Elle away before taking Claire with a cry of, "Save the cheerleader." At the comic shop.
Hey, we got our abilities back. Where's Hero?
He's gone.
Gone where?
No one knows.
Okay, let's look in one of your comic books.
No, that well is dry. Isaac Mendez is dead. This is the last posthumous issue. But it's not the last story.
What do you mean?
There's a legend I heard from a guy at a convention who heard it from a dude who heard it from another dude that one more Ninth Wonder story exists.
Where?
The day that he died, Isaac Mendez bequeathed his sketchbook to a humble bike messenger. You find that messenger, you find your story.
Vivienne?
Qu'est ça, c'est Marie?
Oui, Vivienne!
The two girls are reunited.
I'll bring the girls back to their parents.
Thank you for what you did. Nobody should ever have to make the sacrifice you made today.
Nathan looks up at the nighttime sky.
You okay?
Pete, you've always made your own decisions. I haven't agreed with all of them, but they've always come from your heart. I respect that. I'm sorry, but...
thank you. It means a lot.
Going to Pinehurst.
So, Dad...
it's got nothing to do with Dad. Look, I'm never going to forgive him for what he did to us, but his idea... giving people abilities... the right people...
is wrong.
It's not wrong, Pete. It's so right. You saw what one man with unstoppable powers nearly did to this country.
Yeah, we stopped him.
We didn't do anything. He did. Because he still had power. That was just one village. But the whole world. Somalia, Darfur, Bosnia, the Middle East. Murder. Genocide. Don't we have an obligation to try and stop it?
Yes, we do, but not like this.
And how? Pinehurst has a way, Pete. It's not perfect. Not yet. don't try and stop what's happening in the world, then we're just as guilty as the people who are committing the crime.
Ethan.
Pete, I can't live with that.
Ethan, you...
Call TK at the embassy. He'll help you get home.
Ethan, you can't do this.
I'm sorry, Pete.
Nathan flies off. Mohinder goes over to Arthur, who's standing by Flint's unconscious body. The scales are returning to Mohinder's face and neck.
I think this eclipse showed us all exactly who we are. Desperate, angry, and weak. Are you ready to get back to work?
Look at me. Where else could I go?
We'll find a cure. But that monster inside of you, that's something you're gonna have to take care of all by yourself.
Arthur leaves, and Mohinder stares down at Flint. Elle appears behind Gabriel on a beach.
What was that?
Hiro Nakamura.
Strange day.
Was Bennett lying about my parents?
Of course he was. He's Bennett.
He seemed to think you knew something about it.
He's just trying to mess with you.
Sit down.
He reaches to touch her face, but she flinches. He reaches forward again and pushes back her hair to kiss her. They fall back onto the sand. He links his hand with hers.
I've been thinking.
About what?
What you said about finding ourselves free of parents. Powers.
What about it?
You were wrong. Nobody ever really changes.
You did. I saw you.
That was temporary. And then I got my powers back. And I understand now that I'm never gonna change. Neither are you, because we're both just damaged goods.
You're hurting me.
I know.
He draws his hand horizontally across her, slicing her skull. He lifts his head, staring menacingly. Young Hiro is playing a video game when his older self and Claire appear at some French doors.
What did you do? What the hell is going on?
Hiro's father is handing baby Claire to Mr. Bennett.
Dad?
He shows her the scene in a copy of Ninth Wonders.
I don't think I'd be a very good father. Once again, not a request. Don't get too close.
Amari chikazuki sugiru.
Holy.
Manhattan, 16 years ago. To be continued.